Hey guys, it's the 16th of October, and I'm so glad you chose to do Pray today. And if you have just a few minutes today, I would like to talk to you about body language, and not just body language, but I want to talk about our hands. And I've been talking to you the last few days about prayers in the Old Testament specifically, and there is a prayer here in the book of 1 Kings. And the background behind this story is that King David wanted to build a temple for God, and God didn't let him because God was really stressing the need for spiritual leaders. It had been 480 years since the Israelites, the Hebrew people, had escaped from Egypt. And now the people had asked for kings, and you've got King Solomon, who was the third king of Israel. King Saul, King David, King Solomon. Solomon was David's son. And though God didn't allow David to build a temple, God had other plans for David and his leadership. God allowed and directed Solomon to be the one to build Israel's first temple, first big place of worship. And so they have gone through the entire building process. And here's what happens in 1 Kings chapter 8. Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel. So he's standing in front of all the people of Israel, spread out his hands toward heaven, and said, "O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth below. You who keep your covenant of love with your servants, who continue wholeheartedly in your way." He goes on with this long prayer in front of all the people of Israel. This is corporate prayer. This is praying in front of the church, in front of all the Jewish people. And the first thing that we see that Solomon does in this dedication of the temple was that he spread out his hands toward heaven. Think about our hands and all of the things that we do with our hands, not just work with our hands, but think about our body language. With our hands, we greet others. With our hands, we ask questions. With our hands, we wring them together when we're worrying, or we fidget with them when we're stressed. We cover our face with our hands when we're embarrassed, or if we're afraid. We move them, many of us more than others, we move them constantly when we're talking, especially when we're passionate about what we're talking about. I may be guilty of that when I'm preaching. In the Bible, we see so many times people lift their hands or talking about lifting their hands. David, so many times, in the writings of David and in the writings about David, he lifts his hands. He lifts his hands oftentimes as a sign of surrender. Psalm 88 is a really good example of that. He lifts his hands in joy or with praise. And you know, we are known as the Happy Clappy Church on the Hill at Celebration. And part of the reason I think people call us that, because people worship with their hands, and people lift their hands in worship oftentimes. And they do this as a sign of praise to God. They lift their hands as a sign of commitment to God. And they lift their hands as a sign of surrender to God. Solomon is lifting his hands in praise and commitment to God. I so often lift my hands during worship out of surrender. So often, I'm reading the lyrics, singing the lyrics to a song, and I'm lifting my hands as a mode of surrender because there's something that's weighing heavily on me. There's other times I lift my hands in praise, just wanting to lift my hands heavenward, praising God for who He is. As Solomon said, there's no God like you in heaven above or earth below. And he talks about God keeping His promises. So I want you to think about that today. I want to ask you to do something. If you're driving your car, don't lift both of your hands, please. If you're listening to this with somebody else, it might feel awkward. So just close your eyes. And what we're going to do today is we're going to lift our hands or our hand in prayer as a sign of praise to God. Father, thank You that You have given us the ability to worship You and to praise You and to surrender to You with our hands, Lord. And we know there's nothing special about just the physical movement of our hands, but it is a physical movement that indicates a spiritual movement. So Lord, as we lift our hands toward You right now, we lift them in surrender, Lord, for whatever is heavy on our hearts today, Lord, we surrender them to You. We surrender our will to Your will. God, we lift our hands in praise, Lord, praising You for who You are. As we said yesterday, who am I that You're mindful of me? But You are. Thank You, Lord, that You are praiseworthy. You're worthy of my praise. Thank You, Father, that You have given me the ability to show worship with my mouth, with my mind, with my body. I worship You today in Jesus' name. Amen.